The views and opinions expressed on this broadcast are those of WeAreCorrine.com and do not necessarily represent those of Corrine High School or the Northwest Local School District. Thanks for listening and enjoy the game.
Welcome to Corrine High School for tonight's freshman game between the Corrine Cardinals and the Panthers of Elder High School. Alongside my co-host, Brian White, I am Al Gabriel. Tonight, no varsity game. The big game is obviously on Sunday, but still, it's always a big crowd, big matchup when Corrine squares off with the Elder Panthers.
Looks like Elder Day brought a lot of people here just for a freshman game. They're still lined up at the gate. We're getting close to kickoff. Should be interesting to see how the freshman Cardinals, most of them, they still don't even have a Cardinals on their helmets yet. Young guys work, trying to earn their wings. Let's see how our freshmen do against the Elder freshmen.
I've noticed that their varsity practice ended about 25 minutes ago and that there are still some players here mingling around, sticking around to watch and support their younger teammates.
Yeah, I don't know if that's mandatory, but, if you can watch football, you can watch football. I don't know if the coach has said, hey, they cheer you on, but you might as well stick around and cheer them on. But it's football, Corrine. It's what we like to do. It's like, what do you like to watch?
Yeah, and it doesn't hurt that it's Elder either.
Oh, anytime that you can watch a Corrine Elder game, you're looking for something special.
All right, well, we'll be right back after these commercial messages, and we'll have the kickoff. And we're back at Corrine High School. The Elder Panthers will be kicking off to the Corrine Cardinals. The Cardinals will be moving right to left on your radio dial.
Number 6, Chris Davis is back in deep, along with number 13, Brady Maxey, and number 11, Nick Johnson.
Thank you for that. I was trying to figure out the hand signals that I was being given. I'm not new to this. I'm just very new to this.
Talk.
Number 23, Blaze Weber, set to kick off for the Panthers.
A lot of talk around the school about this Davis kid. We'll see if they can kick him the ball. Freshman, you never know if you've got a kicker. You never know, can he kick the ball or is he just going to bounce it down the field and keep it away from
Correction, him? Nate Hornback. Let's loose. Fielded by number 11 at the 15-yard line. He's up to the 20, 25, cuts back, and is knocked down right about the 32-yard line. First and 10, Corrine. It was returned by Nick Johnson.
Not a bad kickoff, not a bad return, freshman ball. You never know with special teams with the kids this age. Corrine going to take the field offense for the first time with Jackson Storm, number 7 ball at quarterback.
Corrine comes to the line. Traditional Corrine formation. Double wings with the fullback behind the quarterback. Someone takes a snap, option near side to give it to the fullback, and he's going to be met right at the line of scrimmage. And if I'm not mistaken, that was Mr. Davis lined up from the fullback spot.
Yeah, nobody picked up the end. Number 85, Trevor Ginn. He made a nice play. No gain for the Cards. It's second down and 10 with 8:45 left in the first quarter.
Corrine quick to the line. Double wings, wide receiver, split wide right, second and 10. Option far side. Someone keeps it, and he's going to be gang tackled behind the line of scrimmage. Looks like there was a flag on the play. Could be a face mask.
That's what it looked. End again blew up. They tried to go around right side. End blew up. He really made the quarterback's decision merits up, but we do have a face mask by Elder.
Yeah, I believe that was number 85, Trevor Ginn. Got sorn up high. I don't think it was an intentional face mask, obviously, but in fact, they only gave it unintentional face mask, 5-yard penalty. It's going to be second and 5.
Got an official's timeout on the field. Calling for the coaches to come. I'm actually calling for the trainer, number 11, seems to be, that's Nick Johnson for Corrine, walking with a little bit of limp. Number 23, Brandon Marcus, coming in to replace him. One thing Corrine always had is a stable of running backs, so second team is probably just as good as the first teamer.
And this is probably just by, looking at it, is probably one of the largest Corrine freshman teams that we've had in a while. They appear to have pretty good numbers.
close to 40, 45, looks like they're on the sidelines.
That's definitely one of our bigger teams. Maybe someday we'll be big enough to have an A team and a B team.
No, don't. Yeah.
No,
probably not. Out there.
Someone brings them to the line. We're going to have a single wing with a fullback. We have a wide receiver and a slot to his left. The snap. He gives to the fullback straight up the middle, and he's going to dive ahead for about 5 yards. It looks like he's going to pick up the first down.
Tell the linebacker, DJ Roll, was there to fill the hole, but Davis ran right through him and picked up the first down. Very hard run.
And here's something not expected. The freshmen are going right to the line of scrimmage with a no-huddle option. Soren under center. Motion near side. Option. Soren keeps
it.
He's going to be taken down right out of midfield after he picked up 7 yards. Looked like if he had cut that inside, he might have had a little bit more room there.
I think, Al, if the wide receiver would have blocked, he wouldn't have had to pick a side.
Good call. Once again, Corey right to the line of scrimmage. The option's far side. Soren on the keeper. He got room. 45. He gets the block. 40. 35. And he's going to be knocked out of bounds at the 23-yard line of Elder. First and 10, full range.
Linebacker collapsed on the fullback there. Soren kept it. Went around right side. Big game. Big first down. It's 7:50 left for the Cards. And we're marching into scoring territory.
Once again, Coring right to the line of scrimmage, going no huddle on the option. Davis is the lone setback. It's going to be a wide pitch to the left. He's got the corner. He's got the 30. He's got the 20. The 3-5. Touchdown, Coring.
The Fields have got a 32-yard touchdown by Clement to Chris Davis. Got a good block. The wide receiver who didn't block on the previous play. We're just getting rosters here. That looked like Eric McCree on the block that sprung him out there. Nice run by Mr. Davis to put the Cards up 6-0 with 7:40 in the first quarter.
Looks like Eric McCree was the guy out wide that didn't have the block. I apologize. I was just going to they're going for the two-point conversion here. Lined up in the full house backfield. Soren, the give is to Davis. He's through the line and waiting for the signal. He's in!
Yeah. Little slow on the call there. Referee had to undo the pile to find out, but he did break the play and puts us up 8-0 for the Card. Very impressive first drive.
Now, I'm not going back to that touchdown run. Davis looked like he wasn't going to get the corner. Defensive end from Elder really had a nice charge upfield, but we got a good glimpse of how fast Mr. Davis is.
Yeah, he found a second gear. He caught the corner and he ran through one of the defensive backs did get a hand on him, but they just scraped right through it, ran through the arm tackle. It's now 7:40 and 8-0. Coleraine's going to be kicking off.
And we'll pause for this break. And we're back. Coleraine is set to kick off. Brandon Marcus will be doing the kicking off for the Coleraine Cardinals.
We got Darian McDowell and Max Mazza back for Elder Panthers. Excuse me, that's Chris Mattress. Back for the Panthers, he tees it up at 40.
Brandon Marcus lets it fly. Not a bad kick. Line drive, fielded at the 10. Return man is up to the 20, the 25, and it's going to be brought down right at the 26-yard line by number 35, Levante Wright.
Nice coverage area for the Cardinals. That's it. Well, we got. It's hard to find kickers at the freshman level, but so far both kickers have gotten decent air on the ball. That ball was in the air to about the 10-yard line.
Yeah, a very good kick. Josh Moore, quarterback for the Elder Panthers. He's got his team in the huddle and brings them to the line of scrimmage. We have a official's timeout for a respot of the ball. Placed down at the 31-yard line.
Well, we started up good on offense. Let's see what the Coleraine freshman defense has to offer here this year.
Marcus in the shotgun formation. Josh Moore in the shotgun formation. Running back to his left. They give this to that running back, number 39. Ball is on the ground! We can see the Coleraine Cardinals! No double team! No Ferguson! And he got it at the 21-yard line!
There, the running back took an initial tackle there. Somebody came in and stripped the ball out. Mr. Mr. Ferguson was right there to pick it up, giving Coring great field position. 7:28 here in the first quarter. Cardinals take it over on the Elder 21-yard line.
The ball carrier for Elder was A.J. Verdine. And a little tidbit that I found out today, he is the son of former Aiken Falcon running back and high school All-State player Archie Verdine. Zorn under center, motion near side. The give is quarterback keeper. He's going to be met right at the line of scrimmage. And give him a loss of one on the play. The tackle by number 43, I think.
Yeah, it's Herb Winston read that play well. He found his assignment. He went after Zorn. It looked like Zorn maybe should have gave that ball to Davis that time. But good play by the...
And that's Zach Higginbotham. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. Zorn under center again on the no huddle. The give is to Davis straight up the middle. He's going to pick up about 7 yards on the play. And that's going to bring up a third and four with 6:50 remaining here in the first quarter. And once again, Coring is right to the no huddle options. Third down and, call it six here. Forgive me for that. There's a wide pitch to Davis. He's got the corner. He's got the first down. And he's going to have a first and goal inside the 9-yard line for the Coring Cardinals.
Well, he went the right side this time. His touchdown play was on the left side. It was just a quick pitch to the outside. And he got to the corner. He's got some jets there.
Yes, he does. Tommy wasn't lying to us in the preseason interview about just how fast this young man may be.
Nick Johnson's back in the game. Good to see 11. He left there early a little bit. He's back in the game.
And here's something new. Coring Huddle.
Yep.
Zorn brings him to the line. High formation with the offset back to the left. Zorn on the keeper. He's got the corner for a touchdown! Coring!
I'll tell you what, if he ended that ball to Davis, he scores. If he keeps himself in, which he did score. That line did a heck of a job on that play.
That was an odd formation, though. I don't think we've seen out of Coring before. It was an eye formation with the wing back in position there. It almost looked like an offset eye.
Just overloaded the left side there and just blew him off the ball.
Coring will be going for two again here, leading 14-0 with 6:28 remaining in the first quarter. Once again, we have that four-house backfield. Soaring under center. The give is to Davis. And once again, he's in. That's another score, 15-0.
He ran right behind Dylan Weiss in number 71 and number 67. Tyler Bowen just blew big holes up there for Coring.
Absolutely. And again, with 6:28 to go, that makes the score Coring 16. Elder nothing. We'll be right back. And we're back. Brandon Marcus is waiting for the official signal. Back deep is number two, and can't quite see the far side number. Marcus lets it fly. Not a great kick, and it's going to roll out of bounds at about the 12-yard line, and that is a penalty.
Well, let's see where they spot the ball here. It comes up to the...
It's either the 40 or the 35. I'm not 100% where the marking is for high school football. 35-yard line.
6:38. It's still in the first quarter. Coring is up 16-0, and Elder's taking the ball over on their own 35-yard line.
Josh Moore brings his Panthers to the line of scrimmage. Same formation. We got a wide receiver split left. Wide receiver in the slot to the right, running back behind and in front of the quarterback. Odd formation. The give is to Bernard. He's got a bit hole, and he's going to be tackled short of the 40-yard line.
That's number 14, Daniel Ferguson again. I tell you what, this Verdine is a big kid, but 14, giving up a little bit of a size advantage, lowered his shoulder, and he went nowhere. That's a memorable game.
His dad in high school was easily 6'2", about 245 pounds, and the son looks to be almost as big as his father already as a freshman.
Yeah, but you never know, is he peaked out in size? You never know how these freshmen are going to grow. He doesn't really seem to have a burst out of the backfield, but he's definitely a very strong kid. Nice build there, by
the good news is that he's a freshman. I expect him to improve. Quarterback, under center, in the shotgun, Josh Moore calling out the signals. Stack receivers to the left. Drop back the pass. Left one low, deep down the field. It's a jump ball. Nearly intercepted by number 36 of Cole Lane. That is
Juan Lang.
Juan Lang, thank you.
Also, number 43, Herb Winston back there. There was three Cardinals trying to get the other number. Number 13, Brady Maxey. All converged on the receiver deep, and it was just a jump ball knocked down by all three of them could get.
That's going to bring up a third down and seven for the Auburn Panthers. Ball at their own 38-yard line. Moore, once again in the shotgun, Birdie to his right, Twins to the right, one to the left. Moore, back to pass, looking, the left-hander is trying to set up the screen, no screen, number two, he's got the first down, he broke the tackle, he's inside Cardinal territory, and he's going to be taken down at the 39-yard line.
That was number nine, Zach Gord, looked like come out of tight end, their favorite tight end screen. Seems like every class has got a tall tight end with the number nine here, Elder. It's kind of a tradition.
I mistakenly called him number two. I apologize to Darian McDowell, but it was, in fact, number nine, Zach Gard. So I give Elder a first and 10 at the Coleraine 40-yard line. 5:15 remaining here in the first quarter.
I tell you, that's the first big play that Coleraine defense has given up.
And we have an official timeout for an Elder player to tie a shoe.
Lost a shoe.
We're being told by our producer, Brandon, that the Elder player lost a shoe.
It's not good enough to say that he just has to tie a shoe, but we have to be fully descriptive and tell that he lost a shoe. It was a size 12.
Brandon play with one shoe. Jesus.
More under center. Excuse me. More in the shotgun again. Receiver in motion, number 16. Quarterback keeper on the draw. He's got the 35-yard line, and he's still fighting tackles, but he's not going to get much more than that.
Brought down by Daniel Ferguson and Brady Maxey.
Give him a pickup of four on the play. Second down and six.
We're calling this Ferguson's name a couple times. That's three, four tackles already. Plus, he's got the fumble recovery. Middle linebacker here, Cole Wayne's making a lot of plays. Second down and five for the Elder Panthers.
I stand corrected. It is second down and five. Give him to the 35-yard line on the play. Once again in the shotgun formation, trips to the left, one near side to the right. Moore rolls out to his left, fires out in the flat, it's complete to number 16, breaks a tackle, he's got the sideline, and he's all the way down inside the Coleraine 20, putting out at the 19.
I tell you, 34-10 through Brandon Neely, nice pressure on the quarterback, but the quarterback rolled past him, made a good throw, missed tackle out there, and we have another first down for Elder with 4 minutes left.
Max Maza on the reception.
Got a good first down for Elder on the Coleraine 20-yard line.
Clock is stopped at 4:08 as receivers didn't go out of bounds on the play.
Got
we
have
a timeout, Elder, yes. Timeout, Elder.
I've seen just a difference in the attack here. Coleraine went no huddle for their first two series, walked down the field. Elder's come back, got a little composure, going a little no huddle, taking their time, and methodically working down the field. We need one of Coleraine's players to step up here, keep this score down. 16-0 with Cardinals right now, but Elder is driving.
You can definitely tell that both of these freshman classes have a lot of talent in them. I'm really impressed with the size of the Elder offensive line, specifically the left tackle. I believe I was speaking with his uncle earlier in the day, and he's listed as 6'4", 250 pounds right now.
Only reason I'm actually doing this game is because she could only get one of us in the press box on Sunday.
That would be six.
Sunday's game.
That would be Nick Marsh there.
Yeah, we're going to let the LA guys.
You can always count on you to correct me with the proper name. I apologize.
Yeah.
You're always bailing me out. And we're back.
So you're just doing this little bit of practice.
Josh Moore breaks the huddle. Looks like we have a different running back in the game. To his right. Number 16 is in motion to the far side. Twins to the right. Moore drops back to pass. Fires for the end zone. Incomplete. Number 36 for Coleraine had fallen down on the play, and the receiver was wide open, but was overthrown by Moore by just a little bit.
Yeah, a little contact there down the field by DeJuan Lang. Give up a lot of size at number 9. I don't know how we don't have height and weight here in the roster, but this tight end for freshman is a very big kid.
Yes, he is. Pipeline of tight ends at Elder just continue to roll. You have Welsh right now, and you had Rudolph a couple years ago. Tremendous pipeline at Elder High School.
Second down and 10 here for Elder.
Moore in the shotgun. Running back to his right, 20 to the left. Quarterback keeper up the gut, following fullback throw. And he's going to pick up about 5 to 6 yards as he was taking tackles and power lifting next for that extra yard. That's going to bring up a 3rd down and 4. Yeah, depending on the spot. 3rd and 4, 3rd and 5. The scoreboard is not keeping the down and distance for us, so we're going from the angle here, guessing at what the actual distance is. In either event, it is 3rd down.
Tackled by a host of Colerain there, led by Brady Maxey.
Not blocker cards?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Too early to see something.
That was Trevor Ginn is the running back that's replaced Burdine as Josh Moore's personal protector. Moore rolling out to his right, looking downfield, fires for the end zone, touchdown Elder!
Completed. Fabinger. I apologize to Stephen for that, but there's a lot of P's and a lot of F's in his name. It's Fabinger. 87 card looked like he rolled out from the outside.
Yeah, it was one of those Elder plays that if you're a Colerain fan, you've seen a lot over the years. It was the waggle. This time there was not a deep receiver over the top. It was just number 87, and he broke off to his right and made a nice, easy catch there. And to kick the extra point is number 24, Nate Hornback. Snap is back. The hold is down. The kick is up. And it appears to be good.
So with 3:14 left in the first quarter, we go 16-7. Your Colerain Cardinals with the lead. Just told by our stat guy, we've got a typo on our list here. I've been calling Brady Maxey. His name is actually Brad. Thanks for your help over there. You know, we're early in the season. We're working our kinks out, but you know, we can go by the information that they're giving to us. It's Brad Maxey, number 13, is playing.
Sorry about that, Brad.
But Colerain has gone no huddle their first two series. I don't know why it changed now. They're going to line up to return this kick for their third possession of the game. Let's see if we can keep the momentum up and score 3 straight possessions.
Looks like Elder's going to have a new kicker kicking off this time. Number 10, Josh Murphy. Looks like setting up the ball at the 40-yard line.
It's freshman level. Always said earlier, you're always trying to find a kicker. You know, they... With the numbers that you have at Elder, they've got 2 kids trying to find somebody to work the way up. By some of the time they're a senior, they can get into the varsity position.
Murphy waits for the official signal. He approaches the ball, and he hits one. It's a short kick. It's going to be fair caught and fielded by an up man. It looks like number 23, Brandon Marcus, will make the fair catch right at the 26-yard line. Interesting call.
Well, you know, when you're on up, man, you're taught to fair catch that. He didn't realize how much room he had in front of him, but I'd rather him do that than fumble it and turn the ball over. Smart play there, Mr. Marcus. It's 3:13 in the first quarter. Cardinals are up 16-7, taking over on their own 27-yard line, 1st and 10.
Jackson Zorn brings his team to the huddle. Davis lined up as the one setback behind him. Twins to the left. Slot receiver and a wide out to the left. 4 wide receiver looking for him. There's a pitch to Davis. He's going to be stuck in the backfield and just fortunate to get back to the line of scrimmage.
I tell you, they sniffed that play out. You're running it enough times. Trevor Ginn read that. Got him about 6 yards deep. Stiff arming. Credit. Looked like he should have been tackled in the backfield, but he turned it into about a yard and a half gain.
Credit to Zach Higginbotham with the tackle on the play. Colerain, once again, back to the line of scrimmage in the no-huddle option. Option, near side. Zorn keeps it. He's met hard at the line of scrimmage by number 46, Nick Jeanette. He's going to pick up 1 yard on the play. Jeanette filled the hole hard right there, and gives Zorn a big
lift. Yeah, play was disrupted early. When the nose tackles got up and kind of slowed the momentum down, slowed the timing. And
Twins to the left and to the right. Zorn to pitch it to Davis. He's got to have.
He's got the 40.
He's got the 40. He's got the 50. He's got the 40.
He's got the 40. He's got the
10-5 touchdown. Colerain.
63 yards. Davis took the pitch in the same place for it. Got a big block for number 81 here from the Cardinals. That was Charles Reed, the great block, sealed the corner.
I thought for sure that he was stuck in the backfield for a 2-yard loss on that play, and he just turned on the jets and, like you said, picked up a great block on the outside by the wide receiver. Coring once again lined up to go for two in the same full house formation in the backfield. They give this to Davis, and he's not going to get it this time, as he's met by number 85 amongst others there. That's Trevor Gannon again. I'm assuming that we do not have duplicate numbers here for Elder, and that he is in fact playing both ways. That's going to make your score 22-7. Coring with 2:11 here remaining in the first quarter. We've seen quite an exciting first quarter of action.
Well, I tell you, Mr. Davis is putting on a show up there. He looked like he was initially stopped by an end, gave him a stiff arm, got a corner, got a great block, and he was off to the races. Everything we've heard about this kid's been true. Believe Al, that you knew his father, and he played with Coach Bolden back in the day.
Yeah, Robert Davis. He was a tremendous athlete at Corian High School. He was actually a drafted baseball player by the Detroit Tigers, I believe, in the 10th round. Played minor league baseball for a little while, and I kind of lost touch with him after that. But Robert Davis was a great guy, really was, and I believe that his son is the same.
Well, I think that the talk I've heard in the stands, this kid would be probably playing varsity from a lot of schools. But Coring is so deep at the varsity and junior varsity level with running backs.
Yeah,
he might have to wait a year or two, but that's a special athlete right there.
I don't think he'll have to wait more than 1 year. I think that you find a way to get him on the field next year as a sophomore. All right, we're ready for the kickoff here. Marcus approaches the football, and the kick is a line drive that's fielded by number 85 at the 18, and he's got some room up to the 43, 44-yard line of Cole Lane.
They didn't get much height on that kick. Got behind the wall. Nice return.
Yeah. Max Mazza on the return. I apologize. We're still trying to figure out all these names and numbers as we go. It was a low line drive, and by the time he had the 30-yard line, the Coring gunners hadn't gotten there yet.
No, it didn't give much time for the coverage. So that'll give Elder a good field position to start this drive. About their own 44-yard line with 2:02 left in the first half, Coring up 22-7.
Pardeen is back in the ball game. He's lined up to Moore's right in the shotgun formation. Number 16 come across the formation in motion. There's the snap. To give it to Pardeen, he's got the right tackle. He breaks off the tackle. The 50, the 40, the 30-yard line is going to be dragged down right there by number 36, Tuan Lane.
Okay, he got behind his offensive line. The linebacker got trapped on the inside. He didn't run away from people, but that's a very strong kid. Lang made a touchdown-saving tackle, but somebody's got to hit him before he gets his momentum.
Yeah, he just kind of pinballed off the back of the offensive line there and then found the crease off the right tackle, and he wasn't touched until Lang got him. Late substitution into the huddle for Elder.
So they have the ball first down on the Coring 26-yard line.
Pardeen lines up again to Moore's right. It looks like we have an official's timeout.
Looks like we got an equipment issue with the Elder tackle, 73, Jake Tilbert.
He's a big kid as well.
They're making him get off the field for some reason, something with his helmet, face mask, something. He's going to be substituted. Coming in the game is number 79, that is Dylan Gilrath.
All right, here we go. Josh Moore in the shotgun has yet to take a step from under center. Pardeen to his right. The fake is to Pardeen. No, correction, Pardeen has the ball and a huge hole all the way down to the Coring 14-yard line.
Another tackle by Brad Maxey, but you don't want your safety making this many tackles. See, there's opening big holes there in the defensive line of Coring.
Josh Moore and another in a long line of Elder quarterbacks that sell that zone read so well, it's almost as difficult to, from our vantage point, to tell the safety ball this is a good or an option.
We've got a minute left in this first quarter. We've got quite a shootout here. A lot of offense, 22-7 Cardinals, as Elder takes the ball on the Coring 13-yard line, first down. 17-yard line.
No, you're right. That was 13. Moore drops back, Fires out in the left flat. He's got a receiver open and incomplete. Overthrowing by just a little bit.
Okay, that's that number nine again. That's that Zach Bardick. They're really working. He's their playmaker.
Yeah, he made a nice attempt on that football. I didn't think from our vantage point when the ball left Moore's hand that he had a shot at it, but he gave it a good dive, and I thought he came up with it right at the goal line. The
referee standing there right in front of him. So, you know, you got to trust, go with the referee's decision, especially when it goes our way.
That's exactly right.
And as a Coleraine fan, we know that really happens.
Oh, yeah.
Bardeen to the right. Receiver left, receiver right. The give is to Bardeen. He's got the 10-yard line. He bounces off tackles, and he pushes the pile forward all the way down to about the 7-yard line.
Hook going on the tackle there, led by Brand Maxey again, and I did not see the other number, just a pile of Cardinals. But, you know, he's a big kid.
You're just around that block of Cardinals, aren't you?
I'm not going to say it. Yeah, I am.
It's going to bring up third down and about four from the Coleraine 7-yard line. Time's winding down here in the first quarter, 10 seconds and counting. Looks like this will be the last play of the quarter. Receiver number 16 in motion to the far side inside the handoff. The quarterback keeper, and he's going to be met right at the 5-yard line. He might have the first down. Looked like he got inside to the 4.
Andrew Morenzi stepped up and laid a lick on the quarterback. He put it in the fullback's arms, and he kept it himself that time. You know, Elder has always run that quarterback draw, but Morenzi read it and stuck. He made it fourth down, and it looks like 1 yard
line.
Yeah,
fourth down and one, and that was the last play of the first quarter. Your score at the end of one, Coleraine 22, Elder 7. And we're back, start the second quarter, and Elder is facing a fourth and one from the Coleraine 4-yard line. They need to get just inside the 3-yard line to pick up the first down here. Moore under center, he's going with a quarterback sneak on the quick count, and I think he's going to have the first down.
It all depends on the spot. He caught Coleraine off guard a little bit. One of the quick snap. Defensive line really wasn't ready, but it's going to be close by the spot of the ball.
And it's a first down. It'll be first and goal from the 2-yard line.
That's the first time he went under center. Coleraine's defense should have picked up on that right away. You're fourth and short. You know, the first play you're going to defend is the quarterback sneak.
Yeah, I think in that case, I believe you are 100% correct in that, considering that he hasn't been under center all game. Now, he's going to probably go under center for the... Yep. Here we go. First and goal from the 2, and he is again in the shotgun formation. He's got Bardeen to his right, and I believe number 85 to his left, just inside. The give is to Bardeen. He's bouncing off left tackle, and he's going to be back at the line of scrimmage. Tackled by number 42 for Coleraine. That's Andrew...
Morizzi again.
Yeah. Had him wrapped up low, and the rest of the defensive linebackers and safeties were able to flow there and make sure the Bardeen didn't get much further.
And that play was cleaned up. Morizzi got it originally, and then Jacob Bushman came up to finish the play. We've got a second goal. It looks like just inside the 2.
Yep. Moore again in the shotgun formation. They got stacked to the right. Watch the number 9 tight end here coming over the middle. Moore back to pass. Throws it deep.
Great
coverage.
Out of the back of the end zone.
Great
coverage for number 12, Nick Kuhn.
Dewan Lang in coverage there. They ran a little play action, released everybody. They have 3-4 kids in the same area.
Are you surprised with the size of this Elder offensive line and the size of A.J. Bardeen that they're not lining up and just powering the ball at us here?
You know what? When you got a running back with that kind of size, you run straight at him. But, you know, Elder's going to do what Elder does. You know, he teaches kids at the freshman level what they're going to run. But when you got a back the size of the quarterback, I tell you, quarterback's a good-sized kid, too. You got a good-sized offensive line. You think, just line up an eye and be bigger.
Same formation here. Got stacks to the right and twins to the left.
He's throwing
back
the
pass out the flat, and that pass is complete for a touchdown to number 9, Zach Guard.
Yeah, he slipped out, got a step behind, just rolled out to the corner behind the defensive back, and quarterback made a nice throw just over the outstretched hand of Brad Maxey.
Yeah, he was the inside man on that stack, and he went out when the receiver behind him cut in. There were two that jumped that route and left him all alone in the flat. And number 10, Josh Murphy, in to attempt the extra point. Snap is back, the hold is down, the kick is almost blocked, but it's good. Surprised at number 26 there, I believe that's 26, 36. Looked like he had a chance to block that, but didn't dive for the ball.
Well, that's kind of hard. Didn't seem to get his feet underneath him. He can turn a corner well, but, you know, you've got to get the right angle to block a kick and at this level. So it's 7:39 here in the second quarter. The Elder Panthers have closed the gap, and Cardinals lead 22-14 here in the second quarter.
And we'll be back. And we're back. Number three, looks like Keith Gaskin is going to be kicking off again, the third kicker, and as many attempts for the Elder Panthers. He approaches the ball. The kick is going to be short, taken by an up man there, number 25. He's at the 30, and he's going to be brought down right at the 32. Nice tackle on the play by number 81, Alex Grain, or Grainy.
Tevin Ware on the return there. He just kind of popped it up to the one of the up backs and really got enough height, got coverage, and really wasn't much of a return. Coyne's known for that a while. If you don't have a kicker that can go completely deep, just pop it up in the air and let your defense in underneath it. Coyne's going to take the ball first down on their own 32-yard line. It's 7:35 in the third quarter.
Zorn under center. Double wings. Davis, one step back behind him. Motion, near side. Zorn coming off left hand.
For a block.
He's looking for a block. He will get it. And he's going to pick up about 13 yards in the first down, all the way up to the Coyne 45-yard line.
Nice block by Dylan Epperson there on the outside. They seem to be moving a lot of guys in on the receiver, but nice block. He put the ball in the fullback's belly, and here we go. They're going no huddle again.
Yeah, this no huddle is kind of fun to call.
Well, you know, they're pretty much running the same plays over and over until they stop it.
Coyne moving left to right. It gives to the fullback, and Davis is going to be stacked up right at the line of scrimmage by number 46, and we called his name a couple of times, Nick Jeanette.
Mark George is right there. Good penetration there over the center. They just kind of jumped the snap, and here we're going no huddle again.
Yep. Coyne right to the line of scrimmage. It's going to be second down and 10 from their own 45-yard line. No gain for Davis on that play. Zorn calls out the signals. Option. To the far side, Zorn's keeping it. He's got the 50, and he's inside the Elder territory at the 46-yard line.
That nice read by Zorn. They collapsed on the fullback. He kept it. Nice positive yards. Could be third down and one here for Coyne.
As much praise as we've done for Davis on how he gets the edge and explodes, Zorn is very decisive on his option. If he's going, he goes.
Well, you know, Davis is scoring a couple big plays that Elder's defense might be overplaying, which will open the field up for Zorn to keep the ball and make
6:20 and counting here until halftime. Coleman's got a 3rd and 3 from their own 46-yard line. The give is to Davis. He's back. That was off the travel. He's got the 40, the 35. That's another man left, and he's inside the 30, all the way down to the Elder 29. Unreal!
I tell you, Mark McGeorge, he penetrated the line. He smacked Davis 3 yards deep in the backfield. He just bounced off him, and from no gain or a loss to a big gain there, a big first down for Coleraine, all the way down to the 30-yard line of the Elk. Tell you, he's shown size tonight. He's shown speed. He's a complete back.
Yeah, the only thing that we get to see is how he catches the ball on the backfield, but that's probably not going to happen tonight. Double wings, Davis the lone setback. The give is to Zorn off of the running back, and he's going to take it down to the 25-yard line.
Yeah, he followed David. He put the ball in Davis's belly, pulled it out, and followed him through the hole. Positive yards. We got a gain of 5 yards here. It'll be second down and 5 from the Elder 25 with 5:30 left in the second quarter. It's 22-14-year-old Cardinals.
Coleraine took the time to huddle there, probably trying to give some rest to Zorn and Davis here. Motion near side, inside handoff to number 11. He's got the 20. He bounces it outside. He's got the 15. As he's taken out of bounds at the 9-yard line, I think we're going to get a holding penalty out on the left flat.
Yeah, that was Nick Johnson. Came back on the counter. They overplayed Davis, and he doesn't seem to be a very tall kid, but he hit behind the offensive line and made nice yardage there. Just kind of hit and bounced outside, and we got an illegal block, it looked like, by Coyne. It's coming back. That's a shame. That was a good run for Nick Johnson.
well-designed play, good blocking play. I'm impressed with the freshman offensive line here. They've given up some penetration that Davis has turned into some positive yardage, but for the most part, they are controlling the point of attack at the line of scrimmage.
When they do get penetration, Swords made a good decision, popped it outside. Really, Corrine's first penalty of the game.
Yeah. The penalty's going to take them back to the 28-yard line, and that's going to make it second down and 9. Johnson in motion to the far side. Inside handoff to number 25. Brings off a tackle. He's at the 25. The 20. He's going to be taken down at the 15. And that's going to be a first down, Corrine.
Great run there by Kevin Ware. Wasn't the greatest handoff. He seemed to run over right into Sorn. Didn't look like he's actually taken many handoffs there. It wasn't very pretty, but got the first down to the 15-yard line of Elder. Going no huddle again. Getting some other kids some carries. Spreading the ball around.
Yeah. Double wings. Davis set behind Zorn to give it to Davis off the left side.
Another flag on the play.
And I missed that. The ball carry is going to be down at the 5-yard line. Let's wait and see what the flag's all about.
The area was, I don't think Corrine's offensive line was set. Officials are getting together, trying to make the call.
It's going to be a dead ball, false start, so the play never happened. That's going to make it first and 15 for Corrine. With 4:33 remaining until halftime, Corrine leading 22-14.
Didn't see who the culprit was, but I believe someone in the offensive line, they kind of went quick huddle, no huddle there, and yeah. I don't think we were set.
Corrine does huddle up this time. Zorn brings him to the line of scrimmage. Davis had a nice hole left guard there on that last play, too. Option, keeper is to Davis, the fullback. He's going to pick up about 7 yards there on the play. He picks up the penalty yardage plus 2. It's going to break it second down and 8. Ball is going to be spotted at the Corrine 19-yard line.
Sorry, Al, but I believe that's the Elder 19.
I did say the Corrine 19. I apologize.
And according to our set guy sitting this, he's calling it the 14, so... We're not sitting in the middle of the field. We can't really see everything.
Davis is going to be stacked up in the backfield on that play. He's going to lose a yard back to the 15-yard line, if now that we have it correct.
And nice play there by Zach Higginbotham. Stuffed him no gain on that play.
The first time we called his name tonight, he's having himself a nice little ball game from his spot. Corey's going to be faced with their first third and long of the night.
Okay.
Third and 10.
And entering into the field is wide receiver, is number 81, Charles Reed. Charles seems to be rather tall. We've got kind of a mismatch on the outside. We're going to see Corrine's first pass.
Zorn, on keeper, follows Davis, and he's going to be taken down right at about the 12-yard line. It's going to bring up fourth down in about 7 yards. Corrine has not attempted an extra point today, so I don't know if the field goal kicking situation is going to warrant an attempt here.
Nope, looks like they're going to go for it.
Yeah, it does. Number 16 comes into the game for Corrine. And it's Finnis Johnson. Finest.
Yeah, 2:45 left to go in the half. Corrine up 22-14. It's a 4th and 7.
Zorn under center. The give is to Davis straight up the middle. He's going to
be driving.
He's still driving the pile forward. He's going to be close. He's all the way down to the 5 or 6 yard line. It's going to depend on the spot. Side got it marked at the 5-yard line. That's going to be a first down.
He was stopped about 3 yards short, and he did carry 3 Elder players down.
Yeah, that whole pile went forward. I had given up on the play. We have an injured Panther on the field.
Referee's timeout. Take a look. Hope this kid's all right. Never like to see anybody get hurt at any level, more or less than these young freshmen.
And we're going to take a timeout right now, and we'll be right
2:30 left into the half. It's Corrine 22, Elder 14.
And we're back here at Corrine High School. We've had a lengthy delay for an injured player from Elder. From our vantage point, we cannot see the number of the kid who was injured. But Corrine EMS was called in. They did take the kid out on the backboard. And I just want to say that wearecorrine.com passes along thoughts and prayers to the kid and his family and to all of Elder High School. As soon as we get word, or if we get any word as to his condition, we will certainly pass that along to you. And right now, Corrine will be faced with a first and goal from the 5-yard line of Elder.
2:30 left in the half here, Coleraine. See if we can get another score and increase this lead a little bit.
Zorn under center. Davis, who just picked up the first down, is the recipient of the ball. He's again pushing the pile forward.
He got
it here. And he ends up for a touchdown.
There was a mass of humanity there in the middle of the field. All of a sudden, Davis just popped through. I tell you what, that's his. Is that his fourth touchdown?
That is his fourth touchdown. That makes the score 28-14, Coleraine, pending the outcome of the two-point conversion. I vaguely remember a running back as a freshman who ran with that much power. His name was Mr. Simpson. Would it safe to say that Davis comes close to equaling the amount of power that Mr. had when he was a freshman?
You hate to compare kids. You know, Davis is his own man, but I'll tell you what, as much talk as there was about Mr. Simpson back then, there's just enough to talk about with Mr. Davis here.
Full house backfield. Davis takes a pitch. He's going to be met in the backfield, and he's going to get the corner, and his knee is going to be touched down just before he gets into the end zone. He was stopped cold at the 10-yard line and still outran two Elder defenders and made a dive for the cone and just did not get in.
It was close. The official was right there, but he said he was a little bit short. Knee was down. It's going to be 28-14 with 2:17 left in the half. I tell you what, there was good penetration by the quarterback. He got stiff-armed and got past him. There was a safety came up. That was almost a nice play there by Mr. Davis.
Brandon Marcus is going to set up the tee on the far side hash mark. Coleraine kicking off from left to right.
Let's see if the defense can step up, keep this two-touchdown lead here for the Coleraine Cardinals. I tell you, Elder runs out of that spread. Offense can score quickly, but hopefully Coleraine can stop the big play here.
Yeah, both offenses are definitely clicking here. Marcus waiting for the go-ahead from the official.
Darius McDowell and Max Mazza.
Advances on the football, kicks a low line drive to the left side. That's going to roll out of bounds at the 27-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Elder at the 35-yard line following the out-of-bounds kickoff.
Tell you what, Coleraine needs to find a kicker here at this freshman level. His first couple kickups were decent. The next two have gone out of bounds. They haven't let him attempt even an extra point this time. You know, Coleraine was successful on 50% of its two-point conversion, which gives them the 28-14 lead. But, you know, you hope to find a kid in every class that can kick the ball. We maybe have to check soccer teams.
We have a new quarterback in for Elder. It's going to be Alex Lynn, number 7. Not sure if there was an injury or if they're just rotating quarterbacks. Lynn takes the ball, rolls to his left, steps, fires deep down the field. It's complete to number 9. There's Zach Gard once again with the completion inside the Coleraine 30-yard line.
I tell you, not bad pass coverage by Max Mazzy there. Excuse me, Brad Maxey and number 38 now. We've got a number that's not on our roster, number 39. Not really sure what his name is, but they had good coverage, but the quarterback rolled out, got a little bit opening, so they collapsed a little bit and let the defense get behind them.
Yeah, it looks like if they had kept running with the play, they might have had a better shot, but both players stopped to make a play on the football and got over their heads. Lind, with Burdine to his right, takes a snap, rolls right, picks up a block from Burdine. He's going to keep it. No, he's going to throw it. Looked like he might have been over the line of scrimmage there from our vantage point. But the completion is made down to the Coleraine 19.
I tell you, Coleraine coaches on sideline pointed out they saw what you saw. He was a yard past the line of scrimmage but didn't get a call.
Yeah.
Called that incomplete.
Yeah, it looked like he might have stepped out of bounds before he established possession of the football. I thought it was complete from our vantage point. But yeah, I definitely thought that he had stepped over the line of scrimmage when he delivered the ball.
That'll make it second down for the Elder Panther, the 29-yard line of the Coleraine Cardinals with 1:44 left in the half.
And here's something I guess when you have limited numbers of players, I just noticed that Coleraine quarterback Jackson Zorn has checked in an outside linebacker here on this play. Burdine to the left of Lynn in the shotgun formation. The inside give is to Burdine. He's going to be met by number 42 at the line of scrimmage, and he's going to push that pile forward all the way down to the 24-yard line of Coleraine.
That's a strong kid. Marizzi came up and stuck him, and the running back carried Marizzi for another 2 yards. But I tell you what, Marizzi came up. He's made some big hits today.
Yes, he has. Elder's going to be faced with a 3rd and 4 at the 24. 1:18 and counting here in the first half. Both teams have all their timeouts remaining. Elder taking its time. No sense of urgency here. Lynn in the shotgun. Bardeen staggered behind him to the left. Lynn back to pass draw. Quarterback draw. He's going to be taken down for a 1 yard loss back to the 25 yard line.
Brandon Neely read that play. You know, Elder loved that quarterback draw, but Neely, number 34, read it beautifully.
50 seconds of counting. 50 seconds of counting. It's going to be fourth down at the 25. Elder is calling a play in the huddle. No timeouts and no field goal unit here.
You can't let anybody deep on this one. You give up the first down with this clock running like this, but you can't give up the deep ball.
Burning to the right. Land. Late snap. I think we're going to have a false start penalty here.
Looked like, well, I don't know if the center was late on that or the guard moved early, but they rushed out trying to get that fourth down play. And they are signaling. It was movement there by the Elder offensive line.
Clock had ticked all the way down to 28 seconds, too. And now Elder will use its first of three timeouts that they had remaining. Well, correction, we're being told that Elder is using their second timeout. The scoreboard has not been updated with the timeout situation, so we're going with one timeout remaining for the Panthers here. And it will be 4th and 11. Ball will be spotted, the nose touching the 30-yard line.
I tell you what, that clock was running. It took them a long time to get that playoff. They probably lost 20 seconds on it.
Yeah.
So it will be 4th down and 11 at the Colerain 30-yard line with 28 seconds left to the halftime.
Good night for football here at the stadium.
Oh, it's a good night, any night here at the Colerain Cage. Every night's a good night for football.
It's always a good night when you have a GCL opponent playing in your home stadium.
Al, as the coach Bolden said, I think I'll coin a phrase here, is it anybody, anytime, any place.
The schedule that Colerain has made for itself on varsity for the next 5 years, I don't think you can doubt that. And we're back to action here. Land is going to line up in the shotgun. There will be no personal protector with him this time. Tripp split out to the right. Quarterback draw, and he's going to be stopped after about a 5 yard gain. First down, Colerain.
There's a fumble on the play. DeJuan Lang pops up. They stopped him from the first down, but DeJuan Lang popped up from the pile with the ball.
Just
either way, it's Colerain's ball with 22 seconds left in the half.
Now, we are not 100% sure, but we do believe that Colerain has at least two timeouts left. I think they may have used one early in the first quarter, if I remember correctly. Let's see what the Cardinals do here with it. 22 seconds to go. Ball at the 26-yard line. Brian, I've asked you this question many times over the years. What are you running on first and 10?
I believe I go with the option on this play. Nope, they're going to take a knee.
Yep, that is correct. They're going to take a knee, and they're going to take it to halftime. The clock is winding down inside of 15 seconds. And that will be the last play of the first half as Colerain players head to the end zone here to their left. And the score is going to be Colerain 28, the Elder Panthers 14. And we're back after halftime here at Colerain High School. We would have liked to have had some halftime stats for you, but our stat crew had, they're asleep at the wheel. So we don't have any official stats here before the start of the second half.
You know, these freshman football players one day hope to play varsity. I guess our stat guy someday hopes to do a varsity game. All kidding aside, we're just giving them a hard time. We're working the kinks out of our broadcast. They're working the kinks out of the stats. You know, everybody here in the booth is a volunteer, so and we're not getting paid for this, so we're just having fun with them.
Well, pizza was good.
Pizza was good. Thank you for the varsity football players for not eating at all. But we are Colerain family, as well as the Colerain itself, would like to we'll give our thoughts and prayers out to number 46, Nick Jeanette of the Elder Panthers, who went down right before half, it looked to be a neck injury, but we talked to Coach Bolden, and he said it was probably just a pretty good stinger. He did have movement in his extremities, could move his hands, could move his feet. At this level, at any level, they pretty much put him on the backboard as a precautionary measure, but we just like to put our thoughts and prayers out to Nick and his family.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a very scary moment. He was down on the field for the better part of 25 minutes. Was taken to Children's Hospital strictly as a precautionary thing. It's The young man appears to be okay from what we've been told. Coring set to kick off. Coring will be moving left to right, start the third quarter. Number 23, Brandon Marcus, is set to kick off for about the fifth time tonight, I believe.
We start the second half with the Cardinals up 28-14.
Marcus approaches, and it's a little squib kick out to the right. The ball's going to be recovered. Oh! Almost recovered by Cole Rain at the 45-yard line, but the ball squirted out. And was recovered by Elder Panthers right there.
I don't know. I don't think that was a designed onside kick. I just think he was trying to squib it, but it only went 15 yards downfield. Cole Rain had a couple opportunities to get on the ball, but, you know, the ball's not round. It takes some odd bounces, and Elder got lucky and got back on it. You're going to have good field position to start this half at their own 46-yard line.
And Alex Lind is in the quarterback in the second half. We haven't gotten any word, isn't any injury to Josh Moore, but I was speaking with a friend of mine who has a nephew on the Elder freshman team. He said that they do rotate quarterbacks on this team, so that's probably what is occurring here. Lind with Burdeen to his right, takes a snap, rolls to his right. He's got room. He's going to stop. He's going to fire complete to number 18, out of bounds at the 37-yard line.
16, Anthony Stacklin on the reception.
That
was a nice boot by Alex Lind. Positive yards. We're going to the Cole Rain 37-yard line, 38-yard line. First down, Elder Panthers. 8:50 in the first quarter. Okay, he had plenty of time. He rolled away from the inside pressure and got outside of the pouring defense.
Everybody bit down on Burnin there. Receiver number 16 in motion near side. It's going to be a quarterback draw. He's cutting back. He's got the 30-yard line. He's inside the 30. And taken down right at the first down marker at about the 26-yard line. And it appears it will be a first down Elder.
Yeah, tackled
Excuse
by
me,
Daniel.
34-yard line.
Yeah, tackled by Daniel Ferguson there. But, you know, you don't want to tackle him 10 yards down the field. He put the ball in the fullback's belly, brought it out, followed him through the hole, and I don't think the Colerain linebackers knew who had the ball.
Yeah. Burdeen certainly cleared a big path there. He is one large freshman.
Yes, he is.
Lind takes the snap. The give is to Burdeen off of right guard. He's going to be met right at the line of scrimmage right there. In fact, he's going to be pushed back for a one-yard loss.
Yeah, he lost a yard there. Nice play. Looked like number 52, Kewan Griffith there on the staff, along with a host of Colerain Cardinals. It'll be second down and looks almost 12 yards.
Yeah. And I will get Flock of Cardinals out of you before this time is over.
Can you hear me?
That's your tagline now.
But historically, that was done by the Colerain announcer. I'll throw it in there.
We'll take credit for it. Lind in the shotgun, Burdeen to his left, trips to the left, one receiver out wide, rolling near side to his right is Lind. He's got room, he's going to tuck and go, he's at the 20, picks up the block, and he's going to be taken out of bounds by number 13, Brad Maxey, right at the 15.
See, I don't know where the outside linebackers are on that play. They're getting caught inside. All he's doing is rolling out. He had his option there to throw the ball deep, drop it off to his tight end. But, you know, he could have made the throw, but it was just as easy, though, just to walk down the sidelines there.
Freshman or not, watching this Elder offense is no different than watching the varsity. They are very well coached, and they execute what they do very well.
You just got to keep contained. They got a huge left tackle, number 73, Jake Hilbert. And he just sealed the outside there.
We got twins to the right and to the left. Burdeen to the right of Lind. Lind takes the shotgun snap. Drops straight back. Oh, he's under pressure. Man. He's flushed. To the left. Missed the tackle. 15-10. And he's going to be taken out right about the 6-yard line.
Unbelievable.
A couple of Cardinals had a chance there to make a tackle in the backfield and couldn't bring the very elusive Lind down.
Okay, we had number 14, Daniel Ferguson, get initial pressure in the backfield. Just kind of took a bad angle, lost contain. He may not thought, I wouldn't call him elusive, but I just think it was a bad angle there by the linebacker.
Elder's going to have a second and 2 from the 7-yard line. And the scoreboard is not operating, so we're looking at an angle here and trying to get the yard markers correct. Triplets to the right. Lind takes a snap, rolls right, flat pass.
They're going to be ruled complete at the 1 yard line.
Catch by number 18, Mark Madsen. And they're just running the same play. They're running that option sprint out. He rolls
I'm not
out
sure
there.
That ball was complete, but what I think and what the referee thinks, well, what the referee thinks is all that matters. First and goal, Elder from the 1 yard line.
28-14, Cardinals with 6:30 left in the third quarter.
Now, last time that the Panthers were down here in this territory, it took them several plays to get in from very short distance, and they almost exclusively lined up in the shotgun formation. Do you anticipate that again?
Well, they brought the main running back out. They've got somebody else back there.
Can't
see the
number.
Shotgun from the one yard line.
And we have a whistle. We have illegal substitution against the Elder. 12 men in the huddle, it appears.
Well, it looks like they brought a defensive player over to offense. Big Mark McGeorge, number 44 of Elder, was in the backfield.
That's going to make it first and goal now back at the 6 yard line. Quick substitution as the Coin brings in a nickel back. Elder's got two wide receivers split to the right, one to the left. Receiver motion near side. Quarterback draw. He's got a little bit of a hole in a seam, and he's going to take the ball to about the 3 yard line. Looked like he had more there than I originally thought, but the Coin defense collapsed quickly on the draw.
Yeah, nice tackle there by Brandon Schmert, number 57 from the interior line.
Yeah. Elder's going to be faced with second down here and goal to go. They spotted the ball. Right, we'll call it the 4 yard line. So give him a pick, quarterback Lynn, to pick up a two on the play. Not that that matters because our stats crew is not keeping actual numbers here. Bardeen is back in the ball game and he's lined up to the left of Lynn. Receiver, once again, fakes motion near side, back to where he was. Lynn back to pass, pressure off the edge. There's a pass out into the left flat, touchdown. Number three.
Number nine, Zach Gardigan.
Zach Gardigan.
I tell you what, he looks to be 6'4", 6'5". That's a big kid, but number 36 in coverage there, Dewan Langley. Even if he was taller, was not within 5 yards of the ball. A simple pattern, just went to the corner. Quarterback lofted up, easy touchdown there for the Elder Panthers. Number three lined up, Nick Gaskin for the extra point.
Keith Gaskin. Hold is down. The kick is blocked at the line of scrimmage. And that's going to keep this game at 8 points. Coin 28, Elder 20, 5:23 left to play in the third quarter. We'll be back. And we're back. Elder getting ready to kick off. I want to correct that that was the third touchdown catch today for tight end Zach Gard.
It's 5:23 left in the third quarter. It's 28-20 by Card. You know, so far, Coring has not been stopped when they've had the ball, but since the first possession, they haven't stopped Elder either. So it looks like whoever's got the ball last is going to win this ball game.
Both teams have been very impressive all tonight, no doubt about that. Kick comes down, bounces away from Davis, chases it all the way back to his goal line. He's going to bring it upfield, and he's going to be swarmed on to right at the 9-yard line. Unbelievable. The ball hit at the 15-yard line, and Davis went to make a play on it, and it skipped right by him, going all the way back to the goal line where he had to pick it up and return it.
You might clarify this rule for me. I thought if the player or the ball actually was in the end zone, the ball should have been called dead.
You know, I don't think the ball crossed the plane of the goal line.
Okay, it doesn't matter the player's hurt. It's the ball on the plane. Thank you, producer Brandon.
Zorn under center. Double wing. Motion near side. The give is to the up man, Davis. Nope, Zorn kept it. And he's going to take it out to about the 10-yard line. And that's going to be a pickup of two, or call it three, and it's going to bring up second and seven.
Okay, it looked like if he kept that ball in Davis's belly, Davis could have ran for a while, but, you know, plays happen quick down there. It's a decision that Thorne has to make, but, yeah, good game, 4 yards.
Motion far side. The option give, this time is kept. The pitchback is to number 13. He's up to the 15, the 20, and he's taken down right there. First down, Coring.
That's Brad Maxey. Looks like he's getting a few carries. He's made some good plays on defense. So that's for Thorne's first pitch of the night. Running very well. First down, Coring to the 20-yard line. 4:44 left in third quarter.
For a freshman, he really does a nice job of selling that fullback dive on the option. Double wings. quick pitch to Davis. He's got a seam, and he's going to be taken down on the play by number 12, Nick Kuhn on the tackle.
Yeah, it looked like he had a seam there, and Kuhn got off the block of number 89, Dylan Epperson. Made a nice play.
I thought Davis had a corner in the edge there, but Kuhn fought off the block of the wide receiver, and I don't think Davis saw him as he kind of tripped him up from the blind side.
Got a referee's timeout. We've got somebody tying their shoe on Colleen.
I'm going to ask my engineer here if he knows exactly the size of the shoe and what type it is.
Second down line here for the Colerains, 4:08 left in the third quarter.
I want to point out that this is a very nice crowd for a JV and freshman game tonight. Give it to the up back, and he's going to take it out to about the 23-yard line. That's going to bring up third down and about 6.5, 7 yards.
It's softening up the middle there. Nice hard run there by Davis. I tell you what, he's been the workhorse tonight.
Yes, he has. Be nice to know how many yards he had tonight. I'm going to estimate him probably over at about 150 tonight with 4 touchdowns. Not a bad game. Option, near side, the keeper, and the quarterback is going to be hit the backfield for a loss of 3.
Hey, blown up there by Marcus George again. He's been a menace in the middle of the defensive line there for Elder. I'll tell you what, looks like he jumped the snap count. First negative yards, they stopped Colerain here. Colerain's going to be punting the ball away.
This will be our first look at the freshman punter for Colerain. Trying to see his number right now.
Brandon Marcus, he was kicking off.
Marcus is handling both duties here. The return man is standing back at midfield. The kick, nice hang time, is going to be fielded by number 2 at the 47. He's at the 45-4. He gets a block down the right sideline, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds at the 26-yard line. First and 10, Elder Panthers.
Nice return there by Gary McDowell. He caught a couple good blocks. It wasn't a bad kick. Coverage wasn't there, but tell you what, a couple of the Elder players made some big crackback blocks. He found the seam, took the ball down all the way to, it looks like, the 28-yard line. Full range. They got 28-20. Tell you what, you got to make a big stop here to keep this lead.
Elder did a great job setting up the picket fence on that return. Linda's still your quarterback. He's got Bernie to the right, slot receiver to the left, split out wide to the right and left. Receiver in motion, now comes back to give us to Bernie. He's at the 25, the 20, misses the tackle, 20, 10, 5, dives for the corner, waiting for the
He fumbled
single.
That ball, and he was out before he got to the goal line.
He just dove for the pylon there, but stepped out of bounds at the 1-yard line. First and goal, Elder.
Hey, this is a big freshman offensive line, and I don't know if we're just getting worn out there, but Elder's come out with a little bit more fire this half. That's first and goal here for Elder. Colerain 1-yard line with 2:40 left. Colerain holding on to a 28-20 lead.
Third quarter.
Lend in the shotgun formation, Birdie to his left. Couple tight ends. The give is to Birdie off right tackle, and he's going to get into the end zone for a touchdown. That kid is one load to bend down.
Now, kids are like.
It looks like Elder's probably going to line up to go for the two-point conversion here to tie the ball game. Right now it's 28-26. Lynn is over near the sideline, and he's going to stay in the game. Elder will go for two.
Okay, with this spread offense, it two-point conversion, it could be a run, it could be a pass. If it was me, I would key on number 9 again. He's been their man down here near the red zone.
Yeah. Guard is going to be lined up in the slot to the left, and he's got a much smaller linebacker lined up on him. Lend in the shotgun, Birdie to his left, twins to the right, takes the ball. He's rolling to his right, throws out in the right flat, and it's complete. The conversion is good. That's about the fourth or fifth time that Elder has gone to the flat for that pass, and nobody is home for Colerain any of the times that they've thrown that pass.
Yeah, Mark Massey just ran a simple out. For some reason, defensive back gave him too much of a cushion. You know, they only got to get 2 yards, so you can't have an 8-yard drop there in the end zone. That was a good catch there by Mark Massey.
We have 2:36 remaining in the third quarter. The score is now Colerain 28, the Elder Panthers 28. And we'll be back. Take a kickoff. from the 40-yard line.
They brought back in Nate Hornback to try this kickoff.
Yeah.
It's like the third, fourth kicker we've seen here.
Davis Johnson and... I can't read the other number.
Maxie again. 13.
Maxie, yeah. Thank you. Comes down. It's going to be fielded by Davis at the 16. He's up to the 20. Looking for a seam. He's got a seam.
He's got a seam.
He's got one man to beat. And he's going to get out the midfield. He's a double chance. We're at the 49-yard line.
He ran through. He's ran around. He ran through a couple different tackles there. Nice blocking by the Coleraine return team.
Even though he was surrounded by three other players, you just had the feeling that he was going to break it again.
Okay, woke the crowd up. See if Coleraine's got an answer for that last score. Got 2:28 in the third quarter. We got a tie ball game, and Coleraine is going to start this first down right at the 50-yard line.
Zorn brings it to the line, far side hash mark. Coleraine moving left to your right. Double wings.
I don't know.
Zorn drops straight back.
Oh, he got
him
wide
open. One up is Davis. He got him at the
20-yard line. Oh, my God. Looking for the run, Coach brings out their third pass again. Davis got behind the safety, made a great catch. That's a 50-yard pass.
There you go.
Big score, 2:20 in the third quarter. Coleraine takes a 34-28 lead. Great call, Coach.
Coleraine's going to line up here again for it looks like another two-point conversion attempt. And all four attempts have been the same formation with the four-house backfield. This time, looks like they're going to have Quince to the right, slot receiver to the left. They give it to Davis. Now they're going to be going on the out to keep him, and he's in!
Hey, they're out of way to answer back after the score. They marched down to the first end of the third series in the second half of the score. Coleraine come back with a one-play drive, taking about 14 seconds off of the clock there.
Give Davis all the credit. He had a 35-yard return up to midfield, and he was the recipient of the very nicely thrown ball from Zorn. Davis hauled it in at the 20-yard line going away.
You can't give him all the credit. Zorn made a nice play. Nice throw. Just lofted it up there. Nice catch by Davis. You got to give the credit to the offensive line to give Zorn a little bit of time to throw there. I'll tell you what, we got a ball game here.
Yes, we do. I have to say that this is probably one of the more exciting freshman games that I have witnessed. Both teams are explosive in offense. There's no doubt about that. The future, once again, looks bright at both schools.
Well, they say you win the ball game with defense, so it looks like whoever can make the big defensive play is going to win this ball game. And I said earlier, whoever's got the ball last. We had a track meet here. 36-28, 2:20 left in the third quarter. Brandon Marcus is going to be teeing it up again for the Coleraine Cardinals.
Waiting for the official words for the kick. Back deep for Elders, number 21, Zach Sly. And number 16, it looks like, Anthony Stackman. Both teams have rotated a lot of players in and out in this game, so they're not just sticking to their guns here with the best players. Nice kick, a little hang time, fielded at the 18-yard line by Macklin. He's up to the 20, the 30, 35, gets the speed, and it's finally brought down all the way out past the 40-yard line, looks like the 42.
A nice tackle there by number 40, Jack Sadler. I hope I'm pronouncing that name correct. Jake Sadler, number 40 for Coleraine. Nice fill in there. Broke down, stopped him. We got a first down here for Elder at their own 41-yard line.
That's the last time I trust a nearside official on the sideline when spotted at football. Every time he's always 1 yard ahead of where the ball always is. Len remains at quarterback for the Elder Panthers in the same formation. Burdine is lined up to his right. Called out the signals, the snap, fake give to Burdine. He's flushed from the pocket, rolls to his right, and throws complete out of bounds at the 46-yard line. Pick up a 5 for Elder.
Nice catch here by Stephen Pfaffinger. Got both feet in bounds. He rolls out. 5-yard gain to make it 2nd down and 5 for the Elder Panthers.
Clock runs with, no, clock has stopped at 2:06. I apologize if you did fall out of bounds. Coleraine defense is going to have to dig down deep. Since that first series, they have not done anything to stop Elder after Elder turned it over on their first play from scrimmage. Lynn sends the receiver in motion. Now comes back to number 16 to give it to Burdine on his own read.
He's nowhere.
Number 28. Oh, having him in the backfield. and Bardeen pushes ahead for a pickup of 3 yards when it looked like he was going to be stopped for a 2-yard loss.
I think Corey Lozier made good penetration outside. It looked like a hit and stock, but that's a big running back. Just shed him off, and looked like twin brother Casey Lozier came up to finish off the play there. No first down. It's 3rd and 2.
Glenn calls out the instructions in the huddle. And they break and enter the line of scrimmage. Number 87, Stephen Fabinger, comes split far on the left. Guard in the slot. Glenn rolls right, stops, goes deep down the field. There's guard. He's at the 20-10-5. And his fourth touchdown reception of the night. I'm telling you right now, Guard and Davis from Corwin are putting on quite a show.
Tell you what, he rolled out again away from the pressure. 51 yards later, number 9's in for his fourth touchdown. I tell you what, that neck guard, 6'4", 6'5", how does a receiver that big get behind the defense? He might have speed, but you can't miss him. He's the biggest kid on the field.
And I called it right before the line, before the snap of the ball, and once again he was in the slot, which means that he's usually being lined up with a safety or a linebacker. Corrine probably won't adjust in a freshman game to put a corner on him, but that would be something that you would have to look for in the future.
Yeah, Elder lined up for the two-point
conversion. Linden the shotgun, Bernie to his right. Slot receiver in, and there's that flat pass again. Complete the guard.
You know, that's a
two-point conversion is good.
They ran that every time. He takes 3 yards, and all he does is a simple out. You can't drop 6-8 yards in the defense. And just you're giving him too much of a cushion.
Too much of a cushion and not enough closing speed. And it's not like those passes are being zipped in there. Most of them are just hanging out there, but there's nobody home.
Yep. Defensive backs playing too far off the ball. And we've got another tie ball game, 36-36, with 1:50 left in the third quarter.
And we'll be back. And we're back. Elder set to kick off. 24 approaches and kicks the ball. He's got a good, nice high kick. Fielded by Davis at the 12-yard line. He's up the left side, bounces it out to the left. He's got a little bit of room out there along the sideline. And stepped out of bounds at the 39-yard line and was one shoestring away from going the distance.
Hey, Eller plugged up the middle there, and he found the seam, popped it outside. I tell you what, it's the Davis show this evening.
Davis and guard. Zach Guard for Eller is having himself a nice ball game, too.
That'll set up a first down for the Cardinals on their own 39-yard line with 1:41 left in the third quarter. We got a tie ball game, 36-36.
Someone brings Cardinals to the line. Double wings. Motion near side. The give is to... Yep, Zorn keeps it. He's going to be bottled up in the backfield. And he's going to be lucky to gain about 1 yard on that play. The option was well contained by Elder there.
I mean, positive yards out of nothing there. He was stopped 3 yards deep and ended up with about a 1.5, almost 2 yard gain.
Let's give him 2 on that play and call it 2nd and 8. Corrine has abandoned me for now, the no huddle option. Look at this. Zorn is in the backfield in the shotgun. He drops the pass, lets loose deep down the field, and hits a bad pass. And it's going to be broken up by number 12 of Elder. And actually, he was more in position to receive that ball than the receiver, which was intended for number 18 for Corrine. And that's correction, number 88, Eric McCree.
And McCree turned into a defensive back. That ball was poorly on the throw. McCree had to break it up from the defender.
And good coverage out there by the Elder defensive back. He was all over that. That was number 12, Nick Kuhn again. We called his name a couple times tonight as well.
And we got a 3rd down and 8 yards on the Corrine 40-yard line.
Well, Corrine is going to be in the shotgun again. And we've got 2 receivers and 2 slots. Zorn back to pass, under pressure. Throws it up again, intended for number 81. The pass is going to be incomplete, out of bounds.
Hey, you got to give your receiver a chance to catch that ball. That ball was 3 yards out of bounds. Coach is not upset with that. Coach, you've been a successful running the ball. I don't know why you go to the pass, but, you know, it's first game of the season. You got to see what you got. Number 81 there for Corrine. Charles Reed has got had a decisive height advantage there, but just couldn't sort of get the ball.
Both passes were underthrown. I believe this is the 2nd game of the year. I believe that there was a game against San Antonio. I think the punt is blocked. Actually, The punt is going to be recovered by an Elder at the Coleraine 35. The punt was not actually blocked by an Elder player. The kick was kicked into the back of an up man attempting to block for the punter.
That was your personal protector, number 36, the one in line. Don't know if it, you know, he's got to protect the punter, and the punter's got to know where he's at. Little miscommunication. Gives Elder good field position.
Yeah. Well, let's see if the Coleraine defense can step it up here and hold Elder here to a three and out, or at least keep them off the scoreboard.
Okay, momentum definitely on their side. Yeah. Their fans have woken up.
36-36 with 49 seconds remaining in the third quarter.
Elder got the ball to Coleraine 35.
See if there's an answer for guard here. We have an official's whistle. Timeout, Coleraine. Confusion on the defense here. While they sort it out, we're going to take a quick break. And we're back. Coleraine seems to have gotten the right personnel in here on defense. I'll point out there once again that number 7, Jackson Zorn, is in fact still playing both ways. He's in on defense now, lined up at the right corner. Lynn's still your quarterback for Elder. Number 87 in motion, far side. Quarterback keeper off right guard, and he explodes through a crease, and he's going to pick up 8 yards down to the Coleraine 29-yard line. And it's going to be second down and about 4 coming up for the Panthers.
Yeah, it's a new quarterback in here, number 11, Ben Tenning, getting a few snaps here in the third quarter.
I stand corrected. From here, it looked like number 7, Zorn. I apologize. Excuse me, not Zorn. Number 7, Lynn. But you're right. It is number 11. Ben Kinney. Confusion on the Elder offense's part as they had some confusion on who's supposed to line up as a personal protector to the quarterback. Elder is going to take its first time out of the half with 15 seconds remaining in the third quarter.
I think a new quarterback, new personnel looked like they were trying to get a new running back and had a little too many men on the field. It's going to set up, we've got a second and about 4 here at the Coleraine. Our scoreboard's not working. Looks like the Coleraine 29-yard line.
That's what I have it as. Kenning is the third quarterback to play for Elder tonight. I spoke to a friend of mine earlier. He said that the Panthers last week for their first freshman game did in fact rotate 3 quarterbacks into the game, and we're seeing that they're not deviating from their game plan this evening.
Like you said, Soren's in there in defense. Davis is out also playing, looks like cornerback. So they brought 2 of their offensive stars over on defense to try to stop this Elder Panther offense. 2nd and 4, Coleraine 29.
Kenning in the shotgun. Receiver to either side, slot receiver to the right. Up, back. Line over right guard. It's going to be a quarterback draw. He's got a seam. He's got the first down. And no, here comes a late flag thrown by the referee.
That's in the area of holding, I think, Al.
And that's exactly what it is. Holding is the call against the Elder Panthers.
That's a momentum stopping right there. A little helping out Coleraine. It's going to make it probably us. They're going to accept the penalty, spot penalty.
With the proficiency of both offenses tonight, this is the first time that we've actually seen Elder in a third long, a long yardage situation in a while. It's still 2nd down, and if they mark off the penalty, it's going to make it, looks like 2nd and 14.
That is correct. They're on the Coleraine 39-yard line with 12 seconds left in the third quarter, and a tie ball game, 36-36.
And I believe that's going to be the last play of the third quarter, as time will expire on the running clock. Score remains Coleraine 36, Elder 36. We'll be back. And we're back to start the fourth quarter, and it has to be one of the more exciting freshman games that I've ever witnessed. Here at Coleraine, 36-36. 9-minute quarters on the freshman level. Elder is facing 2nd and 14 from the Coleraine 39. Number 11, Ben Kenyon, is still the quarterback. Burdine is lined up to his left. slot receivers to either side. Pressure's on. Kenny's going to scramble. He's rolling out to the right. He's going to be brought down at the 35-yard line by number 42 in full ring. Marizzi.
We've called his name a lot tonight. Colerain brought some pressure up the middle, made it scramble out, and Marizzi closed down. Makes it 3rd and 10 for the Elder Panthers.
Yeah, Kenny did a nice job escaping the pressure and picking up 4 yards on the game. 3rd down and 10 for the Panthers at the Colerain 35. Have to feel that unless that there's a big negative yardage play here, that this is 4 down territory for the Elder Panthers. Kenny in shotgun formation. The slot receiver's to the right. Burdeen is lined up to his left. Kenny takes the snap. Drops straight back. Pressure brought straight up the middle. Real fight again. There's Gunn. He's at the 30, the 20, the 25 down the right sideline. He's going to be tackled inside the 10-yard line. First and goal Elder at the Colerain 8.
I think it was a touchdown-saving tackle for Finus Johnson there. You know what? At 3rd and long, 4th and long, 3rd and goal, there's one man that's been beating Colerain all night, and that is number 9, Zach Gard.
Yeah. You don't see very many middle screens set up for the tight end, but
when you've got a target that Elders ever play, they run that at all levels. You know, when you've got a kid that big.
Yeah. I guess that's the one thing to do when you're playing a team that has speed. Hit him with the screen.
Yep. 1st and goal on the Colerain 8 for the Elder Panthers.
Kenning in the shotgun, Burdeen to his left. We have twins to the left and to the right receivers. The snap. Kenning drops straight back. Pressure up the middle. He's going to be. There's a flag on the play. Excuse me. And Kenny's going to be taken down at about the 8-yard line.
I think number 66, Amir Daniels, got pressure up the middle. Enough pressure that the guard from Elder had to hold him, or he had the quarterback. Nice play, Mr. Daniels.
That is correct. That is what the call is. We have a holding on the Elder Panthers. And that's going to take the ball from the 8-yard line back to the 18, and it'll be 1st and goal from that spot. Officials are discussing over with the Colerain captain, make sure that is in fact what they want to do is accept the penalty. And with it being a spot foul from behind the line of scrimmage, it's going to take the ball back to the 21-yard line of Colerain, where it'll be 1st and goal. And not to be the dead horse here, but you'd have to think that if you're in Colerain defense, that you have to key number 9, Zach Gard. And he is lined up, this time with his hand down. So he's going to have a linebacker over him. Kenning in the shotgun, receiver in motion, now cuts back far side. Inside handoff to Gibbs to Burdeen. He's dancing around at the line of scrimmage. He's off left guard, and he's pushing the pile. Off right guard, and he pushes the pile all the way down to the 15-yard line. 2nd and goal from the 15. Pickup of 6.
Nice cleanup tackle there by Corey Lozier, along with the host of Cardinals.
Humor me once. Just say flop of Cardinals. We still have a tie ball game here at 36 with 7 minutes remaining in the ball game. And as I speak, the Colerain JV has come out from the tunnel and is going to begin their warm-ups on the far practice field.
1st and goal Elder in the Colerain 19.
Excuse me, 2nd and goal 15. Kenny, Burdeen to his right. Receiver split left and right. Guard lined up over left tackle. Burdeen on the inside handoff. Had a seam, and he's going to pick up 5 yards down to the 10-yard line.
That's one back, and that's team defense right there. He had a little bit of a seam, looked like number 7. Now with Jackson Soren over on defense came up, made a nice play, and then everybody else joined in the party. Great game tackling there by the Colerain defense.
Absolutely. It'll be 3rd and goal from the 10-yard line, and this is where we've been hit before on 3rd down. Looking for that tight end, Zach Gard, usually out in the flat on the waggle.
I think I would put about eight of the guys covering 9 right here.
Yep, and he is in the slot left. He's being covered by number 7, Jackson Zorn. Burdeen to the right of Kenny, who takes the ball. He rolls right. He's got some pressure. He's looking. Fires into the end zone. Touchdown, Elder! The pass is complete to number 87, Stephen Pfaffinger.
Okay, Colerain defensive backs, quarterback was scrambled. They came up to stop the quarterback, and another pass just dropped. Jerked it over head. There's a big size mismatch, but they went to go chase the quarterback, and the receiver got behind the deep end.
The coverage was significantly better on that play, but It was a nice pass by the quarterback, Kenny New. I lofted it over the defender's head and into the hands of number 87. Here's the extra point try. The snap is down off of a good hold by the holder there. As the snap was a little high, and the kick is good. That's going to make the score 43-36. Elder with 5:47 remaining in the ball game.
Number 24, Dane Hornback on the extra point there. Tell you what, it's nice when you've got a kicker at this level, but let's see if Cole Rain's got an answer. You got 5:47 left. They scored quickly. See if we can get Davis the ball again.
And we'll be back. And we're back. Number 24, Elder. That's Nick Hornback. Waiting for the official signal.
Maxie and Soren deep.
And there's the kick. It's going to be fielded by
Nick Johnson.
Nick Johnson, he's up to the 25, 30, 35. And he's going to be tackled right at about the 38-yard line of Corain by a whole bunch of Elder Panthers led by number 36, Nick Becker.
Corain's going to take the field here. Down 43-36 with 5:42 left. On their own, looks like 38-yard line.
Corain brings the option line to the line scrimmage. Motions near side, far side. The give is to the upback Davis. He's going to pick up about 4 yards, 3 yards, up to the 43-yard line. Correction, it was 4 yards. He's second down with 6.
Hey, Elder Joe Ransbatter made contact here for line of scrimmage. Davis carried him for
Here we go back with the no-huddle option. There's one under center. Quick pitch to Davis, and he's going to be met in the backfield and dropped for a loss. Couldn't escape him that time.
Elder was sitting all over him. They know he's the man to stop for Corain, so as soon as he took a step, there were 3 Elder Panthers chasing him. They're keying on him.
On the play. It's going to bring up 3rd and 7 as we enter the 5-minute mark left in the football game. Elder holding a 7-point lead. It's one under center. Motion far side. The option pitch is to number 11. Oh, Zorn did not get the option pitch off before his knee hit the ground. And he's going to be ruled down for a 3-yard loss. And that's going to bring up 4th and 10 for the Corain Cardinals. Ball is going to be marked right back at the initial line of scrimmage from the beginning of this possession at the 38. And there's no hesitation here. Corain is going to go for it on 4th down. They're bringing the punt team on.
Your defense hadn't stopped them here, but it looks like you're going to punt the ball with 4:23 left into the fourth quarter. Down 7 points.
See if we can get this punt away and pin out their back and see if we can make them one-dimensional here and hold them to a stop. The kick is away. It's going to hit at about the 40-yard line of Elder, and it's going to take a neutral bounce, and it's going to be down right at the 37-yard line of Elder. 1st and 10 Panthers from there with 4-1 remaining in the football game, and the Panthers holding to a 43-36 lead.
I tell you, you got to attack the football now if you're Corain's defense. You need the turnover. You need to strip the ball. You need to hit the quarterback. Something. You need the ball back here.
You do. And this is one of those dangerous situations where if you're a good passing team like the Elder freshmen are, this is one of those situations where if you sell out for the run, you watch for a deep ball that will probably put this game away at that point. We have an official's timeout here. Really don't know. It looks like they're making sure that the lines are set. The ball is spotted at the 38-yard line of Elder. And here's the first time that we've seen 2 running backs in the backfield with the quarterback in the shotgun formation. Quarterback is still Kenny. He takes a snap. It's a quarterback draw. He's going to pick up about 7 yards up to the 44-yard line. The second down and 4 from that spot, clock running at 3:48.
Yeah, tackled by Daniel Ferguson and Brad Maxey. Clock is running on the Cardinals here. 3:35 left in the third quarter, down 7 points. It's 2nd and 5, almost 4.
And we have an official's timeout pointing at somebody with Corain that has an equipment issue. That's an injury.
Andrew Brizzi seems to be limping a little bit. Precautionary, they're going to take him out of the ball game. He's walking, so I don't think it's anything serious.
Yeah, Levante Wright goes in his place. I don't want to speculate on the young man, but it looks like he's having a cramp.
a little muggy down there in the field today. It's been a track meet, so it's not surprising. Kenning in the shotgun. Bardeen to his right. Slot receiver to the left. Snap. Quarterback keeper off of right tackle. And he's going to be hit for about a 1 yard gain to get him a 1 yard gain up just over the 45 yard line. It's going to bring up a third and call it a short 3 year for the Panthers.
He placed the ball in the fullback's belly, pulled it out, took it himself, and nice play. We called Daniel Ferguson a lot tonight. Another help by Amir Daniels assisting on the play.
2:45 and counting. Coleraine has two timeouts remaining in this football game. They did use one in the third quarter on defense when they had a little confusion on their personnel. I don't expect anybody here but Bardeen on this play.
Elder also will run the quarterback draw in this situation.
Kenning with Bardeen to his left in the shotgun formation. And now we have a whistle. We have a flag. We have a delayed game against Elder. That's going to stop the clock and penalize the Panthers 5 yards and make this third down conversion just a little bit more difficult.
Well, you want to run the clock as much as you want to end the game, but that took a little bit too much time there, making it about a 3rd and 8 with 2:23 left on their own 40-yard line.
That penalty helps Corrine here as it did stop the clock.
Hey, watch number 9, Hyde Keem again.
Yep, he's lined up in the left. Split left off of the tackle. Kenning rolls, throws that way. Oh, intercepted by Jackson. Jackson, he had a touchdown written all over it. He jumped the route, and the pass was in fact intended for Zach Gard on that play. The pass is incomplete. That stops the clock. 2:18 remaining in the ball game, and the Cardinals are going to get the ball back with one last opportunity to tie or win this game with a 2-point conversion.
And throwing on third down there does stop the clock with 2:18. Hey, Jackson stepped up. He read that route right away. Stepped up. He was just a few inches away from a pick six.
Yeah, and you know, if he doesn't, I don't know if he deflected the ball. It was hard to see from our angle, but if Gard catches that, he's got a whole lot of sideline down the far side.
Good. Davis and Nick Johnson.
Well, there's a flag down on the snap. I don't know if Elder had too many men on the field. Davis the punt, and it recovered by Elder at the Coleraine 37. But let's see about the flag.
Davis had a lot of time to catch that. Might have took his eye off, went right through his hands, bounced off the knee. But this flag might bring it back.
It's illegal procedure against the
Panthers. Oh, no, they're going to have to move it back and kick it again.
They only had 6 men on the line of scrimmage, it appeared. One Elder player was late getting on the field, and I don't believe he got lined up along the line of scrimmage. So Coleraine catches a break here on the muffed punt by Davis that was recovered by Elder, and the Panthers are going to have to kick it again.
See if you can take advantage of the mistake. You don't get too many chances for a redo. Not too many do-overs.
No, there's not. I'm waiting to see what's going on here with the officials. Now they're going to mark the ball back 5 yards from the original line of scrimmage and make them re-kick.
They'll take Elder back. Looks like they're about their 35-yard line. The referee's having a hard time getting the Elder players out of the way so he can walk off these 5 yards.
And to the Elder players' credit, the officials have been slow moving the ball tonight on some of these spots. We don't criticize players here at WeAreCoring.com. We criticize the officials.
Tanner Fisher back in punt formation for the Elder.
High snap, fielded by the kicker. He lets go. Nice kick. Going to drive Davis all the way back to the 25-yard line where he fields the ball.
Saying Brandon Neely, the punter went to go see Davis, and even if this comeback, Brandon Neely blindsided the punter on that.
And waiting
the officials are getting together. Our team is celebrating. And
it looks like they're going to mark the ball back at the spot of a foul. It looks like the Coleraine Cardinals are going to be penalized here.
Maybe it was a defensive holding on the kick.
It's a chop block on the Cardinals. Flag was thrown at the 35-yard line. They've marked it at the 39, so it's probably going to be a 15-yard penalty from that spot.
It'll be first and 10, Corrine, with 2:03 remaining in the football game.
Elder's going to decline the penalty?
It's on Elder.
Excuse me?
It's on Elder.
There is a chop block. It's against Corrine.
Illegal block below the waist.
I'm not sure why the official was waving it at the
foul.
Yeah, it's a spot foul. I'm just confused as why the official was waving as if we were declining it.
I think he may have been waving off the touchdown.
What an exciting play by Davis. He had two Elder defenders on him almost from the time that he picked up the loose ball bounce at about the 20-yard line, and he ran right past them as if they were standing still and got a seam and a crease and a couple of good blocks, but apparently one of them was below the waist. Corrine is going to have the ball at the Elder 49 with 2 minutes and 3 seconds remaining and two timeouts. So they still have an opportunity here. Let's hope that they can regroup after having that punt return for a touchdown called back. Going under center. And there's a flag. A very quick flag. I think the referee is counting to see if there are 12 men on the field. I'm doing a quick count. I only see 11. And see if the official picking up the flag.
He is picking off the flag.
Apparently officials like us can, not sometimes I always count. Going under center.
Throws it. Davis. Got 1 man to beat. Still
he's got him. He's at the 40. He's at the 20 to 30. Excuse me. And all the way down to the 19. You know, when he threw that pass back to run line of scrimmage to Davis out on the right, I thought it was going to be a double pass.
Well, yeah, it looked like it. He was lined up in the slot, did take a step back. I would consider that's a lateral, so that's probably going to his running yard. He had an Elder defender in front of him, but he stiff-armed me. Threw him to the ground, what Mr. Simpson used to call a thug mug. Corrine's ball first down at the 20-yard line of Elder with 1:51 left in the game.
I hear another whistle. Now they're starting the clock. I guess he did not get out of bounds before he was tackled. Ball is spotted at the 20. Soren under center. To give his dude, he's going to be tackled on the option kicker. On the option keeper. Soren, I think, would have been best advised there on the read to give it to Davis, who looked like he had a crease. But I saw a little bit of motion there where he might have had something off left guard. Corrine will use a timeout here with 1:27 to go. The loss is 6 on the play. It'll be 2nd and 16 from the Corrine 26. Corrine needs a touchdown to tie, a 2-point conversion to win.
So you got plenty of pressure there up the middle from Mark George and I believe 42 Austin Kibler. There was they came right over center. They've been disruptive all the time up the middle. You know, we'll see what the coach has got in his playbooks here. Try to get Davis the ball out in space again. Tell you what, he can go at any time.
Yeah, I don't think that there's any doubt that he is capable of taking it to the house now. Anytime he touches the football, he is one exciting player to watch. There's no question about that.
1:27 left in this ball game. Elder is up 43-36. Corrine has the ball. Second down and about 16 yards from the Elder 22-yard line. Excuse me, 27-yard line.
There we go. Zorn brings the team up. Davis is going to be split in the slot here to the left. You got one deep back behind Zorn. Excuse me, Soren. He's under center. He takes the snap. He's looking. He lost it. He's down the left side. Oh, no!
I think
it's going
through the
Yeah, and the Corrine is going to take a timeout here to make sure that they get the right play for the call here. That's going to be their last timeout, I believe. So this is the ball game here. For if you're a Corrine fan, you don't get the 2-point conversion. Elder can just simply take knees if they were to recover what would, I would assume would be the ensuing onside kick.
You never know. These are freshmen. You know, we don't practice. They probably don't practice a lot of onside kicks. This is a bowl game right here.
Great crowd.
1:23 out. All these fans that showed up to watch the JV play are getting a treat there.
This has been a very good football game, without a doubt. One of the best football games that I've seen in terms of excitement.
Yep.
Unreal. Defenses have left a little bit to be decided, but This has been Elder's finesse passing game and the power of Burdine against, for the most part, a very well-run option by the freshman.
I tell you, yeah, they made play after play after play to see if they've got another one here on their bag of tricks.
Let's make no mistake about it. Davis has been the show tonight, but everything that he's got has been off of well-read options.
Yeah.
Good one, version.
They've had success up the middle, and they haven't stopped up the middle.
Here we go, 123 to go. The clock will not run on this. It's a two-point conversion. Elder 43, Corrine 42. Soren under center. Motion to your side. Soren yes, Keeper, he got it! He got it!
We've got a high ball game! We're two on the middle. Soren Keeper,
we lead! Not sure, but I think I heard a We Are Corrine chant coming from the crowd here at a freshman game. How about that? That's got to be neat for these young guys.
I tell you what, it's now dark out. They've been playing a long time. We had the delay for the entry. The lights are on. These kids are getting a taste of what it's going to be like when they are varsity players.
Absolutely. And to reiterate, it is 44-43 Corrine. Soren on the dive fake. Kept the ball, pulled it out. Looked like he had the corner, but the other defender stepped in up off the edge. Soren cut it in off of that and carried that tackler into the end zone for the two-point conversion. Corrine will be kicking off here from right to left. This is an important kick and important kick coverage. Elder is showing the ability to strike quickly, and they have a field goal kicker. So you want to get them as far back in field position as you can get them. Number 23, Brandon Marcus. It's up to kick it off, and here it goes. And he gets a very good kick, low line drive, taking it to 15. Turns up to 20, to 30, 35, no, 33. Ball looks like it was coming out there, number 28. Rosa was playing stupid, I think. Almost came out. I just thought the ball was going to be spotted right at the 35-yard line. Elmore had it, first to 10, 1 minute and 12 remaining in this very exciting football game.
I don't know if we can hear this outside, but the Corrine parents and fans in the stand at a freshman game, they're all standing, they're all stomping their feet. We've got a first down on the Elder 35-yard line with 1:12 left in the ball game. Elder has the ball, and Corrine's looking to hold on to this victory.
Is that Kenny still the quarterback for the Panthers? It is. He's got the pass. He's on the pressure. And he's going to be stopped. But who else? Number 6, Chris Davis.
I don't know if you saw. Soren was in there from the other side. They blitzed him from either side. Soren slowed him down. Davis came up.
57 seconds and counting. Elmer is actually taking the time to huddle up here. The sack is going to be a loss of 7 on the play, 2nd and 17, and Elder is taking their time, 44 seconds and counting. Now they get urgent and rush to the line of scrimmage. Kenny still calling out the signals, 38 seconds and counting. Rolling to his right, here comes Davis on the
inside! He came weak side! They just sprinter speed!
There is going to be a loss all the way back to the 20-yard line. It is going to be 3rd down and 25.
30 seconds left.
And 30 seconds. Elder will take a timeout. Again, we don't have an exact count here. We believe that's their first timeout in the second half. They should have 2 remaining.
Wow. I tell you what, it's electricity.
How we doing?
Everybody's excited here. I tell you what, you're taking your best offensive player, putting on the defense, and taking advantage of that speed, and just put pressure on that quarterback. You're almost in this situation. Do you pressure him again, or maybe drop him back and play a bunch of guys deep? Because when it came down to it, number 9, Zach Gard, has made big plays on 3rd down all night.
Yeah, that's very true. Let's see what the defensive coaches decide to go with. The seldom heard We Are Coring say it at the freshman game. Getting under center, dropped straight back. It's looking to be a middle screen. Bernie out in the left flat. He's got the 23. He's got the 30.
All the way down here. Coming back.
There is a flag on the field. The pickup is all the way up to the 34-yard line. Which bring up 4th and 10? Let's see about the flag.
They set up a screen now, and I believe they had 3 or 4 linemen. No, they're waving it off.
No penalty. So it is going to be a 4th and 11 from the 34-yard line.
Hold the clock.
The clock, they've got to place the ball. After they pick up the flag, they should start it immediately. 21 seconds.
And there it is. The clock is running now. Inside of 20 seconds. And Elder is huddled up. They're huddled up. The 15, clock is rolling.
14.
This will be the last play of the football game, barring a miracle. Kenny drops straight back. Chris is running. He's got it.
Just the sportsmanship. You've got elder parents on their feet. You've got Coring parents on their feet. It's just, this is football. This is Friday night. The Coring freshmen have beat the Elder Panthers 44-43. One of the greatest games I've ever seen.
I don't think there's any question about that. It was so exciting. It was an offensive track meet. Our players of the game, even though we don't normally name players of the game, I don't think there's any question. Chris Davis with 5 touchdowns, 1 receiving, 4 rushing, and 2 sacks on the final drive that helped seal this game.
Yeah, and we can't go by without mentioning the play of Zach Guard from Elder.
Absolutely. That young man also has a very bright future. He is a tremendous talent. Again, continuing the pipeline, a tremendous tight end at Elder High School.
I'll tell you what, this is a big weekend for the Coring and Elder matchup. We just watched the freshman. We're going to watch JV. All setting up for our game on Sunday afternoon on ESPN at the Pit.
For WeAreCoring.com, I am Al Gabriel.
And I'm Brian Wyatt.
Thanks for joining us. Remember,
we are Coring.